Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Listen carefully. By the time you hear this message, I won't be born yet. For I call to you from the distant future on a time radio not yet conceived. Such are the mysteries of time paradoxes. But no paradox is as confounding, as dangerous, as malodorous as the donkey paradox.
There, I finished. The equation's complete.
Wow. Let me have a look at that thing up close.
Please do. I've been working on it for weeks.
Wow. There's so many numbers here, and like symbols I don't even recognize.
Well, this is an X.
That's right.
This is Y.
Uh-huh.
This is donkey.
Whoa, stop.
This
Slow
is...
down. Back up.
What's the problem?
X, Y, donkey.
Are you not familiar with donkey mathematics?
Well, I saw the ad in the paper. It said I just needed, basic rudimentary arithmetical skills. No, but you didn't say nothing about donkey mathematics.
This is the new thing. There used to be base 10 and metric, and now it's donkey.
Well, you're going to have to break this down for me, because I can understand how you'd use X and Y in computations, but not a donkey.
Oh, why must I always hire the simple-minded? As you can see, the donkey is a variable in this equation, and yes, in many equations in mathematics. The donkey has been a variable since the beginning of time, and yet we've never used it in mathematics.
Wow.
When the Savior, Jesus Christ, was born, was there not a donkey present?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
When Mario saved the princess, was there not a Donkey Kong in the area?
Wow, you make a good point.
There is always a donkey, and it's about time we started putting that into our equations.
Excuse me, Professor Carstairs? I'm in your third period theoretical mathematics class.
Henderson, right?
Henderson Davies.
I knew it.
I have a question about the exam.
I have time for two.
Well, good, because it's a two-part question.
Excellent.
Is it okay if I bring my own donkey to the exam?
Absolutely. Every student is allowed to bring their own donkey to the exam.
Okay, second follow-up question to that. I already took my donkey to the exam, and the exam happened before exam day.
What do you mean?
Well, I thought about bringing a donkey to the exam, and then I went and picked up the donkey from Donkey Mart.
Well, they're the best in donkeys.
Although they drive the mom-and-pop donkey shops out of business.
It's true.
Yeah. Anyways, picked it up at Donkey Mart. Most convenient, lowest prices. Although there's the genetically modified donkeys. That's the other downside about Donkey Mart. Anyways.
Hold on a sec. I was just over here cleaning these graduated cylinders with a bottle brush.
And thank you for that, by the way.
You're welcome. A lot of buildup in there. Henderson. You said your name was Henderson?
Henderson Davies.
I recognize you. Remember? 3 years ago. The NOM. Woo!
Oh! Wow! I've got the water!
Hey, I got a sandwich.
Okay! Just drop them in the trench!
All right!
Oh, man. The NOM is really busting my balls out here.
Me too!
Yeah! that's right.
Yeah.
Funny thing is,
I was on like a backpacking tour.
Yeah, and I was never at the NOM until I got this donkey at Donkey Mart, and then all of a sudden I had memories of being there.
Oh my goodness, you've got the one donkey in a million that can travel through time and take you with it.
The golden donkey?
The golden donkey. Jennifer, get in here!
So sorry, I was just standing at the door.
But have you heard? This man, Henderson, has found the golden donkey.
Of course I've heard. The effects have been rippling through the school.
What? Rippling?
Haven't you looked at the gardens?
Why, they've grown huge.
Well, let me open this window up and have a look.
Good God.
Look at the roses. The thickness there.
As soon as I picked up this donkey and brought it home, I suddenly had memories of gardening and the grounds.
You've been everywhere at once and yet not left your donkey's side.
We knew this would happen.
Yes, the donkey paradox.
Donkey paradox.
It was very foolish of you to start doing this sort of math here. Do you understand what this could mean for all of us?
Donkeys must be accounted for!
You're tilting at windmills, Doctor!
But we see it is fact that one donkey can change the world. And has, and will, and did.
Professor Carstairs, I have an idea. I mean, if this is a real problem, I mean, maybe I should just, you know, throw this donkey down the stairs.
It's too late. That would be the most dangerous thing. Every time it hit a stair, that stair's future and past and present would change.
And we'd have the PETA people all up and up our butts over that.
Well, I mean, maybe I just should slit its throat. I mean, if I kill the donkey and prevent its ever...
Are we, barbarians? What are we, Aztecs here?
I know. I simply prevent its birth.
How?
How you do that?
Time machine?
Doctor, I think it's time that you tell him what you've been through in the past. You can't hide behind these lies anymore and be teaching this donkey math.
Look, I've been...
By the way, I'm Jennifer, just an assistant.
Hey, I'm a Henderson Davies.
Hi. Yeah, I never introduced myself.
Do you want me to tell this or not?
Oh, I just thought it was awkward.
My name's Eric!
Listen.
Jennifer. Can I call you Jen?
Oh, of course.
All right.
Hey, Eric. I'm Henderson.
Hey, Henderson.
Are we going to be working together?
Well, I remember you from the NOM.
Oh, right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Wait, this already happened here.
I remember it. I'm in the ditch now!
I got sandwiches!
Hey, wait, you...
Jennifer, I remember you from the future!
Wait, why am I here? Why is there so much blood on my hands?
Why are all those donkeys staring at us?
Those roses are as thick as a man's arm!
The donkeys are wearing robes!
Wow, the past just keeps getting more and more complex.
It seemed that when we introduced ourselves and were pleasant for a few seconds, our pasts were intertwined.
That's what I've been telling you all along. The donkeys are intertwined with all of time and history. One time, I met that donkey, that very donkey, and I've been searching for it all these years, and you found it at Donkey Mart. I had an altercation with that donkey, and my life changed.
What happened with you and the donkey, Professor?
Oh, hello, donkey. Say, would you like a carrot? Ow, you bit me! You stupid donkey!
So, you infuriated the donkey by punching it.
It bit me.
It bit you, yeah. But it had every right to bite you.
I was feeding it a carrot.
You were probably being a bit forceful with it.
Yeah, maybe it was just really eager to bite that carrot and
your finger got in the way.
Suffice to say, I angered that donkey and my life was changed forever. At that moment, I saw myself in the future, toiling with mathematics involving donkeys, searching and never finding. And that's what I've been doing all these years. Trying to find that one donkey so that I could apologize. Prevent all of this from happening. Or
perpetuate it?
Perhaps. I don't know what will happen. The equations are incomplete.
You know, there's a theory that there only ever was one donkey. All the other donkeys in the world are just ripples of that one donkey. And if you could get to the first donkey, then things could be settled.
Donkey ripples.
I don't know a hell of a lot about science, but I like the sound of donkey ripples.
It's a delicious ice cream flavor.
Guys! You want to form a team?
Oh, I like this guy.
Okay.
All right. Henderson Davies?
Yeah?
I'm going to make you captain.
Well, I've got the donkey.
Jennifer?
Yes?
You're going to be communications officer.
Oh, this is so fun. I'll get my laptop.
So we got to go back in time. Like, to the beginning of everything. Find the first donkey, as Jennifer has described.
Yeah. Are we talking about, like, an ancestral donkey?
The first donkey.
Donkey Zero.
All right, I'm going to tie this rope around your stomachs here. Come here. I don't know why. I feel like this is a good idea.
Oh, that's tight.
Should one of us get lost, we will be tethered to each other.
All right.
I'll be staying here in the classroom. You can communicate with me through these. Let me put them in your ears.
Ow, that hurts.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm not. This is the first time I've done this.
Put the sharp end on the inside.
I have a time machine that I picked up.
Donkey Mart.
Yeah. Boy, they really do have everything.
They branched
out. Expanded, yeah. Groceries and time machines now.
And, wow. Well, and donkeys, of course.
It just feels weird to get your milk at a big mart.
Yeah, well, it's donkey milk.
Delish.
As I was saying...
Yeah, go on, Henderson.
Tell us about your time machine.
Your team leader.
It's a pretty good time machine. Do we want to use that one?
I don't see why not. It saves us the trouble of making one.
Well, yeah. I mean, why build your own? They're so cheap at Donkey Mart, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Let's go in.
All right.
Right.
Good luck, gentlemen.
Thank you, Jennifer. We'll be in contact on our headsets.
And remember,
don't
change anything in the past. You come back here and find that my eyes are breasts or my fingernails are fish. You could mess things up for all of us.
First one sounds not so bad.
No, I like the fish fingers. Fish fingers.
Delicious.
Make a note. Fish fingers.
All right.
Oh, am I communicating? I should probably.
Yes, Jennifer. Right.
All right. Good luck. And stop being so casual about this time travel, Henderson.
Guys, time travel has been around for 100 years.
Henderson, focus.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Close the door.
Should we bring something to just to remind us of where we came from, so we'll be tethered to this time to Jennifer?
Here. I'm just gonna cut. Is that, well, I don't have scissors. I'll just rip this clump of hair out.
Oh, the bloody roots.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I got that. Now tie it in a red silk ribbon. Hold on. There we go.
I'll hold on to that, Jennifer.
I feel like... Are we all cool?
We're all cool.
Yeah, I feel like more than cool, you know?
Yeah.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
All right.
Okay, guys. I'll just set the coordinates.
All right.
For
Donkey Zero.
Donkey Zero.
Donkey Zero.
This is a Donkey Mart time machine, so it probably knows what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Donkey Zero. Let me just enter that and turn this lever. Lock the door.
Oh, right. Slide the bolt.
Seatbelts.
Seatbelts, everybody.
Sorry.
Turn the crank and adjust the oscilloscope.
Are you wearing your seatbelt?
Yes.
Thank you, Jennifer.
I'm sorry, I'm a warrior.
It's okay.
Okay. Here we go. Time tunnel!
I'm too being turned inside out. Gross. Look at Henderson. He's going so slowly.
Oh! Oh, bit of a rough landing.
Sorry, guys. It's a Donkey Mart time machine.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like we've made it.
Okay. I'm kind of hesitant to open the porthole and look outside.
Let's do that.
Just the porthole, though, not the door, just
the porthole,
in case.
Just to look.
I mean, Donkey Zero. I mean, what year did donkeys start?
No one knows.
No one knows.
This is only Donkey Mart? Technology knows the roots of donkeys?
Yeah.
Okay, open that porthole. Look outside.
Look out that window. What do you see?
A green field? A herd of horses, and behind those horses, look, one solitary donkey.
There it is, Donkey Zero.
Shimmering with a golden hue.
It's huge.
It's beckoning us.
With a hoof. An upturned hoof?
I've never seen a donkey beckon with a hoof before. It's weird.
I somehow feel compelled to respond and go to it.
That's... Guys, let's go for this.
Okay, everybody, stop. Slow down a second. Leotards.
Put those leotards on.
Right.
Okay.
You look good, Henderson.
Thanks, you guys. Well,
I think it's form-fitting.
You know.
Yeah, you work out, right?
Yeah, I work out. Yeah.
What's your body fat? Is that like 10, 15%?
My body fat is a negative reciprocal.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
Amazing. So by standing next to you, you absorb some of mine.
Exactly.
I should stand next to you for quite a while.
I'd literally make you guys look better.
Hey.
Just by being around.
All right, let's go outside.
All right.
I'll open the door. There we go.
I shall exit through the door.
I'm going out the porthole, guys.
Jennifer, are you getting all of this?
Yes, I'm writing it down. You're all being very brave about this.
What are the readings like on your end, Jennifer?
They're out of control. They're up and down. They're side to side. I'm getting a purple, a blue. I don't know.
What? Whoa. Side to side readings. What the hell?
I don't know. I think you should approach the donkey. I think it's him.
Okay, guys, donkey formation, just like we planned.
Excellent. I'll be the middle.
I'll be the tail.
And I, the head of the donkey.
All right. This is just like that ancient show War Horse.
Yes. Oh, the old ones tell of that show.
Yeah. All right.
A lot of Tonys.
A lot of Tonys that thing won.
Boys, have you gotten to the donkey yet?
Sorry, we got distracted.
We got distracted.
You know how much we love
gentlemen,
theater.
We're in donkey formation.
Donkey Zero is staring at us. It looks like it's never seen another donkey before.
We're Donkey One, you guys.
We're Donkey One.
He's getting behind us.
Who's the tail?
I am.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh! Oh!
What's happening?
It's Breech, my leotard.
Can we get a reading on this?
I don't know.
I can tell you what this is. This reading is through the frickin' roof.
Everything on the monitor has gone brown. I don't know what to do.
It's gone brown. It's gone red.
Code brown! Code brown!
Oh, Jesus Christ! Donkey Zero!
And I'm done.
Oh, Donkey Zero.
Donkey Zero can speak.
Of course I can. I'm the first donkey. When we still had human teeth and tongue, of course we could form words. Thank you for letting me make love to you in this field.
I wouldn't call it making love!
I would.
Donkey Zero, you're a bit of a cad.
Yes. Well, I've seen a lot. In the future, the past, double present. It's a thing where present time happens twice.
Double present?
That's like double whites on a script. Or I'm thinking of something else.
Sorry, have we met? Hello, I'm Donkey One.
I'm the head of the donkey.
I'm Eric. Should have asked me my name first, though.
Very sorry.
I am Professor Carstairs, and I've been searching for you to apologize my whole life. I'm sorry that in the past, I fed you a carrot, you bit my hand, and I punched you, and I feel very terrible about it. I would just like an opportunity to apologize.
Look me in the eyes.
There.
I forgive you.
Like a giant weight has been lifted.
You've been spreading my donkey mouth.
I have been, yes.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You know, there's a formula you've been working on for many years.
Yes.
It's in your desk drawer.
Yes?
Sticky, dark. You spilled coffee on it once.
One time, yes.
If you're able to complete that, the people of your time will have a great gift.
I must complete this equation.
You build a donkey rocket.
Donkey rocket?
Yes. It'll take you to Donkey Planet, where the donkey gods lay and laugh.
So you're from another planet?
Of course. Look at these ears.
Oh. True, you make good sense.
Donkey Zero, I have a question.
Of course, Henderson, yes.
Were you in the Nom?
I don't... No, I...
Sandwiches, donkeys and robes.
Oh my God!
Drenching us. It's a council of donkeys.
Ah!
I love donkeys.
Jennifer!
Ow! The donkey's biting my ankle.
So,
very sorry about that.
Paradox upon paradox upon paradox.
Just being back here, meeting Donkey Zero, getting inseminated by Donkey Zero.
Hello.
Way to go, Eric.
Very sorry about that.
Better bring that on. I was totally unsolicited.
I think we caused the ripple. Guys, we are the Donkey Paradox.
Oh, my God. We've been it the whole time.
A paradox brought us here so that we could start the paradox. That, guys, is textbook paradox.
You're bad.
Know, because I'm minoring in that.
Yes, and this was your final exam. A plus, Henderson.
Haha, Henderson, I'm gonna start a slow hoof clap. That's about it.
Was this really just an exam?
Yes, it was. Thank you, Donkey Zero, for helping us out.
Of course, let me just unzip my skin here.
Hello, it's me, Jennifer.
Wow. Jennifer!
Hey,
what? Hold
hey,
on!
Hold on a second. What if I just unzip Jennifer a little?
Oh, it's me again.
It's the donkey again! I knew. Hey!
The donkey was Jennifer, was the donkey.
So this donkey seed that's taking purchase in my stomach, what about that?
Well, that's easy.
It is?
Yes, you're Henderson's father.
Wow.
Son?
Dad?
Buddy?
Dude?
I'm younger than you.
That's crazy.
It's a paradox. Even this.
And suppose I threw my dad down the stairs right now.
Oh, that's fine.
Looks like this all really worked out. We all learned a couple of lessons.
Nice throwing, by the way.
Thanks, you guys. Back to present day, I guess.
Yes, back to present day. Let's take the time machine home. Just leave Eric in a crumpled heap at the bottom of the stairs. I hope that doesn't affect your birth at all. What a weird thing for you to do.
Well, I'm afraid that's a paradox for another day.
Donkey Paradox, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Henderson Davies, Lee Smart as Eric, Nug Nargang as Professor Carstairs, and special guest star Kayla Lorette as Jennifer and Donkey Zero. Recorded at Illusionoid headquarters in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Edited by Illusionoid. Mark your calendars as Illusionoid has an upcoming live show, Saturday, June 30th at Comedy Bar in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Doors open at 8 p.m., and more details will be coming very soon. Check our Facebook page for updates. You can now hear Illusionoid while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Leave us a title at Illusionoid.com or on the wall of our Facebook group and give us a like while you're there. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod and leave us a review on iTunes as those ratings help our show climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.